more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Now to the host of the Power Hour, afternoons 4 to 5 p.m. on this station, WMUN. Let's talk to Mark Forrester. We're going to get to Ball State in a minute, but first, let's start high school, sir. It is, to say the least, going to be a huge day on Saturday.
No question. Good morning, Steve. How are you? Just making sure you got me okay.
Yeah, you sound great. So we've got three big games. The Indy Star wrote about this earlier this week. They said kind of like the most interesting games statewide. They did a list, and three of those games that on their list are the three games that we're going to be doing. Start with the two that we're going to have on WMUN, or at least the association with MUN, because we've moved the frequencies, the times and the locations and all that. Would you, Mark?
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be quite a day tomorrow with Wapahani in the 2A regional at LaPel and Delta in the 3A regional at LaPel. It's kind of unique, the fact that they're at the same exact site as well, because it is a blind draw for all of these regional and semi-state sites, which that's the part that's a little bit different, you know, because I know fans are starting to look ahead to maybe next week. Obviously, got to take care of what's tomorrow, but the semi-state matchups slash sites are also a blind draw as well. But anyway, Wapahani has Tipton. These are two top seven ranked teams in 2A. And look, I think even back in December, there was a little bit of a collision course to seeing that this possibility would end up being a regional matchup between these two. So this has been highly, highly anticipated. They haven't played each other since 2013, but they have a lot of common opponents, and it's going to be a heck of a game between the two. I think it's a toss-up. I could see the path for both of the teams moving on, but of course here in Delaware County, people rooting for Wapahani. And then on the other side, Delta has Fort Wayne Concordia, and look, Delta looked really good last weekend. The win on Friday night, the win against Yorktown in the sectional championship, they look like the type of team that kind of got it all together last year, too. Fort Wayne Concordia is the 20th ranked team in 3A. Delta faced much tougher competition at the sectional level. That doesn't mean anything about the regional level, but for perspective's sake, the sectional they just went through is certainly a lot stingier than what it looks like on paper coming into tomorrow for Delta.
All right, Mark Forrester live with me on WMUN's Delaware County Today. Game one will be on 102.9 and 96.7 FM. So will game two, with our teams also broadcasting the video stream out on the Wolf Boom TV channel, as it were. We're going to get a reminder of how to get all that stuff in just a second from you, Mark. And the reason we go to the alternate frequencies for those two games is there is a Ball State women's basketball here on WMUN. Now, the Ball State women is far less complicated than all that high school stuff you just talked about. They're all set for the MAC tourney because of the way they've been playing this season, right?
Yeah, they are. They are. And, you know, I think the tournament's going to be interesting. I was actually just talking to a couple people about it this morning. You know, being the one or two seed right now, Ball State would be slated to be the two seed in the Mid-American Conference tournament on the women's side next week. Again, you still have to get through some teams that have given you trouble, like Northern Illinois, like Kent State. It looks like some of those teams could line up on your side of the bracket, but at the end of the day, you know you're going to have to go through Toledo at some point, who's the one seed. So, again, you want to look good tomorrow. You want to play well tomorrow, because it does matter as far as how you play next week. You don't want to take a break. There's none of that there. So
we're back to the complicated on the men part, and I heard you getting ready to talk to Mick Tidrow yesterday from Learfield Sports on your Power Hour. You got to have some help and a win today and tonight. Tell everybody that scenario for the Ball State men, would you?
Okay, Ball State's at Bowling Green tonight. This is a game they lost at home earlier this season. Ball State has to win that. So the scenario is gone if Ball State were to fall tonight.
Right.
Now, the second part of that is Akron and Toledo are the 1 and 2 seeds right now in the Mid-American Conference tournament. They play Western Michigan and Kent State respectively, which are the two teams above Ball State in the MAC tournament. If Akron and Toledo win, Also coinciding with a Ball State win, Ball State goes to Cleveland next week. That's the only scenario in which Ball State could get to Cleveland next week. Steve, the part of it that was interesting is these games are going to happen simultaneously tonight. Okay. So there's not going to be like you win and you wait. It's all happening at once.
I was going to ask you. I knew that the Western Michigan loss that we need for Ball State men, part of the scenario, I knew that one was tonight, but I wasn't sure about the other game. So everybody plays at about the same time tonight on one of those rare Friday things. Good heavens. What else is going on?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I want to talk quickly, though, please, about our buddy Zach Johnson and his Liberty Christian game. That one's going to be on Oldies 101 Radio Sports for our Madison County listeners. So theoretically, if Liberty Christian wins and Delta wins and Wapahani wins, we could have, radio-wise, we could have an entirely similar scenario next weekend again for our radio greatness. Am I right?
That is the case, Steve.
Yeah.
And let's add another unique part of this.
Okay.
So Liberty Christian won a sectional last year, went to the regional. There's a really good story in the Herald Bulletin right now about how they're preparing for this regional, very similarly to last year when they didn't get it done last year. Delta and Wapahani won sectionals. They won regional championships. These are three teams that were at this point last year as well. So it's been a little continuous here, Steve. But, yeah, there's the potential for wackiness at the semi-state level next week.
Do we have a Coach's Corner show again in the morning on Saturday? Is that right?
We do. Due to having to be out to set up at LaPel,
yeah.
Zach Johnson will be filling in for me.
All
since,
right.
You know, hey, coming to the state, coming to Mulligan's pretty close to 3 where he needs to get down to Newcastle. I just said, hey, Zach, what do you think? And he said, I'll do it.
So. Outstanding. So that's 10 in the morning for Coach's Corner. And then the craziness of everything else that happens. Again, for our listeners that don't dial in quite as closely as you do, Mark, it's a single win tomorrow to advance to next weekend. And then next weekend, you got to win twice on that one
right.
day in order to go to the state finals. Do I have that right in my head?
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you the paths for Wapahani and Delta. It's not going to be easy,
yeah.
But they do look more favorable than they did a year ago. I'll just throw that out there.
This is why we call it March Madness in Indiana, right, Mark?
That's right. We got conference tournaments next week for college. The tournament will start the week after that. And by the way, Steve, you spoke about the state finals, and I know we're not there yet,
yeah.
But if teams were to advance next week to the state finals, they do not play until Easter weekend because the NCAA tournament will be hosted in Indianapolis the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So there's a week in between the semi-states and state. So Easter weekend will be Gainbridge hosting the boys basketball state finals.
How do you keep all this straight in your brain? I can't even, for the life of me, Mark Forrester.
Well, Steve, I'll make this very simple for you. The only reason I know when the basketball state finals are is because I'm doing the network 2A game. I have that in my schedule, so I cheated a little bit.
All right, and one last quick thing, and we got to run. The video component of our broadcast does happen on Saturday. Tell them how to get the visual of the broadcasts.
You can search IHSAA TV. And when you get there, look at the affiliates page. Look for Wolf Boom. You can search Wolf Boom. That's the easiest way to find all three of the broadcasts that we have going on. It's the easiest way to find it. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your smart TV. You can do it on your laptop. It's very easy. And I will say this. This is the final weekend that we can do video in the state tournament. Next week, if teams advance to semi-state, how about I say it this way? When teams advance to semi-state. It is radio only as the IHSA takes over the semi-state and state video productions from that point on.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Mark. Great job.
Thanks, Steve.
Mark Forrester from the Power Hour radio program 4 to 5 this and every afternoon.